Court. Well, perhaps one man considering dawn raids and seizing laptops is the new head of the Czech Football Association. He says he's considering a new idea to help combat corruption in Czech football, creating a football ombudsman. The FA head, who was elected in the summer with the task of cleaning up the sport, has a full in tray, including allegations of corrupt refereeing, tasks perhaps better suited to an ombudsman. Jan Wellinger has the story.
So far, the idea is only in its early stages, FA head Ivan Hašek has made clear. But already many in football are saying, why not to a football ombudsman? Someone who could be useful in addressing complaints in a sport often tainted by accusations of corruption. Wednesday's Mladá Fronta Dnes reported that Hašek first broached the idea of such an ombudsman with a fellow official on Monday. And since then, the idea, at least in the media, has gained increasing traction. Mladá Fronta points out there are numerous issues and incidents which could be addressed, citing a recent match between lower league clubs Hluboká nad Vltavou and Bavorov as a case in point. The match, which the Daily described as Pythonesque, saw the referee hand out 10 yellow cards and 4 red, but only to one side, raising questions over bias and intent. Could an ombudsman help? I put that question to journalist for the Czech Daily Sport, Stanislav Hrabě.
It's not a standard approach, and I can't think of any other football association, UEFA or FIFA, which would have an ombudsman's office. But if there is a chance it will help, it's worth trying. In my view, the ombudsman would not necessarily be as important in resolving disputes from on the pitch, where there are already mechanisms in place, but in cases which could not easily be resolved due to clashes over legislation. Ivan Hašek is a lawyer, and he knows that regulations can sometimes roll over justice. An ombudsman could address such problems.
According to Stanislav Hrabě, in the past, existing legislation was often manipulated by different parties and power struggles within the association, something an ombudsman could shed a clear light on in the future. Overall, the person in the post could help raise morale within the leagues by bringing greater transparency to the sport. Who might be eligible? FA head Ivan Hašek is far from tipping his hand yet, but journalist Stanislav Hrabě says there is one name that might be considered.
One person who has already sort of been mentioned is Rudolf Batia, the former FA General Secretary. On the other hand, it should be someone with experience in law.
It should be mentioned that the Football Ombudsman's office would not be just one man. There would be several assistants or advisors who could help on cases. Now it remains a question whether Hašek will move forward with the plan. As Stanislav Hrabě says, and others seem to agree, the state of Czech football is such that introducing a new ombudsman is worth a shot.
Jan Wellinger reporting there on possible plans to create a football